Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woostling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Hargrave to second, and Fonseca is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fonseca. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woestling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorel hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball towards right. Morgan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morgan. Gehringer moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Geringer applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woestling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sorel moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sorel scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Rice moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Geringer moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Wes Farrell now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emil Adde pinch hits for Yats Woestling. Emil Adde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrell. Hargrave moves to second. Emil Adde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adde hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Vic Sorel. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Heinie Scubbell now playing shortstop. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Gardner reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.